All right. This coming Friday is a fast day, Erev Shabbos Parshat Chukat. I like to go over this each year, so I'll go over it again this year. The in Sefer Torah Ladas by Rav Matzis Blum, he brings down, he quotes from the Sefer Shiboli Aleket. Shiboli Aleket is a Sefer from the 13th century. It was written by Rav Tzidkia ben Avram Anav, Harofe, he was a doctor. And the book's divided into argot, like patches, and shibolim, and bushels. So anyway, he calls it shiboli aleket, like, you know, like the leftover ears of grain. So he brings down, v'al sha'anu asukim b'hilchot tanit, v'inyan strefet ha-Torah. While we're on the topic of the dinim of tanit, and we're talking also what happens when a sefer Torah is burned, I thought I would mention, katavnu zel zecher al-mashi rabi yameinu, al-rova monotenu, shir gamru lanu v'nisrafat t'vara l'kinu, v'shan chamesh al-lefim v'yar v'ashanim v'riyat ha'olam. He says, I thought I would mention something, a recent event, and he says the recent event occurred in the year, he says, 5004. He says, and there's a discrepancy between the Jewish and non-Jewish historians on this. He says, "Biyom Shishi Parshat Zot Chukat Torah, on Friday of Parshat Zot Chukat Torah." So it means, like, would be the equivalent of this Friday. There were 24 wagonfuls of Svarim, of Talmud, means handwritten Svarim, that were burnt in Paris. As we heard, Amin was Amin Italy, but I heard this, and this is what's come through the pike. He says, he says, they did a Shelat Chalom, we don't do these anymore. Shelat Chalom, they would, you know, say different psukim, before they would go to sleep, and then they would get a message in their dreams, and the message came back, this is like Zera Raita, means it's like a play on words. And when Zot Chukat Torah is like the decree of the Torah, but it means like the persecution of the Torah. Upevusho, v'yom shishi Zot Chukat Torah, hi ha-gzera, that's the persecution. Umeyoto yom v'eilach kavu ha-yechidim alihem, l'tenopo b'chol shana b'shana, v'yom shishi shaparshat Zot Chukat Torah. So from that day forward, individuals accepted upon themselves to fast this Friday, v'lo kavu l'meyachorish. They weren't koveyed for the calendar day, like a day on the month. They did it the Friday of Parshat Chukat based on this line, Dag Zeraita, and they asked the question, it should be a kapara for us. And then he mentions that the Magen Avraham brings down this minhag, and he also says that in Shnat Tafet, during the Chmelnitsky pogroms in 1648, centuries later, Nechrevu Shtei Kilo Kedobo Toyom, the two communities. So there's more than reason to fast on this day. So it means that there was a big, terrible calamity for us in the year either 1244 or 1242 in Paris. So we have one of the keynote that we recite in Tishba for this, Shalis Rufa Ba'esh. It's written by the Maharam Ruttenberg. Maharam Ruttenberg was one of the last of the Bali Tosfot. So, and I know that Dr. Shippen gave a whole lecture about this. So it indicates here, he says that that King Louis IX was the king at that time in France, and he was very fanatical. He was very farbrent in getting all the Jews to convert to to Christianity, and he's called, you know, Saint Louis. He's called Saint Louis. I think Roy Beryl Wine says whatever saintliness he had, he didn't show it to the Jews. and there was one Jewish fellow or a Meshumet around, Nicholas Donin de La Rochelle. He was a Meshumet, a Jew who had converted to Christianity, and he was really also all for Brent on getting everybody to convert. So he had the Jews in Anjou and Poitiers, so they encouraged them to convert. So 3,000 accepted martyrdom, didn't do it. 500 they were successful with. That's what it says. So, but he didn't feel that was an adequate yield. He wanted more of a yield. Not enough people are converting to Christianity. So he realized the problem I have is the Talmud. That's the problem I have, the Talmud. If I get rid of the Talmud, the Jews will all convert to Christianity. That's the way the thinking went. So he goes to Rome and he presents his arguments to the Pope. He says, this Talmud has some terrible things to say about about Christianity, and I think you should get rid of it. So the Pope went along with it, and then on March 3rd, 1240, when the Jews were in Shul, I think it was on a Shabbos, so they went around seizing all these different Sfarim. And at this point in time, you have to realize, it's not like today you have a Sefer you know, it's like printed sefer. There, like if you had a set of Talmud, it's like a sefer Torah. It takes so long to write a Talmud by hand. You know, you're writing, and they had all the sifrei from even Rashi and the Balei Tosfot. This is being written at that time, and it's all handwritten, and a lot of them, you know, can't be replaced. But so they grabbed all of these sfarim. So they said, before we burn it, let's show how fair and nice we are. We'll have a trial, and then we'll burn it. So they invited the Jewish deputation to the trial, and it was a pretty significant deputation. The head of the Jewish delegation was Rabbi Yechiel ben Yosef, who was the father of the Rush. So the father of the Rush was the head of it, and they had also Rabbi Yitzchak Mikurbil The other people were Moshe of Kutsi, Rabbi Yehuda ben David of Milun, and Rishul ben Shlomo of Falaise. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Korbil was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechiel. So anyway, they did the best they could. They argued the best but at the end of the day, they said, tough luck, we're convicting it. So there was one defender of the Jews, and this was the Bishop of Sans, you know, like Shans. So he pleaded with them. He held off all the burning for a whole year. And then he's arguing, he's standing in front of the king one day, and he dies in a grotesque fashion. They say, that's what happens to, you know, the ones who defend the Jews. So they went over, they seized more Sfarim, and it was burn. In the Place de la Concorde in Paris, it was a terrible day for the Jews. So everybody reads this anyways. So there's the Maram who was there. He wrote this kina. So I'll just do one or two lines, and that'll be it. So, and then we'll do more tomorrow night. Okay. So in the kina, he says, "Et malanav shiyech yirav luchiki achol." He says, "How will I ever be able to eat again?" Achribro ti asher asvush lalayach. I see, all of our Talmud scrolls have been gathered together, al tokur chovak nidachad, to like the square, like an ear nidachad. In other words, like here, the most holy thing is gathered together in the town square, like the ear nidachad. You take the old proper ear nidachad, v'sarfu shlal yon asher tamas lavo kalayach. And the keen is entitled Shalish Srufa Meish Lishlom Avilayach. You who are burning in fire should seek out like the ones who mourn for you. And it was you, the Torah, that are being burnt up. Like the Torah is like a person. You should seek out the welfare of those who seek you, meaning we, the Jews. Anyway, it was a terrible day, and there's more to speak about this bleed ended tomorrow night. But I think that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Anything we did?
Last day on Friday.
On Friday, right? Any other questions? Okay. Rabbi Chanan Melech Hashmir, such prophets. I'll tell you. So feel comfortable. I'm so much. I'm not going to tell you.